was just
so
weird.
Yeah, guys, Ryan invited me to join his game on Destiny, and I went through the Bungie app, and now I'm part of the clan, the Destiny clan. Nick, stop looking at me like that. That's so.
I'm going to murder. My power.
Their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. They say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's light up our eternity.
Hey guys, this is Left 4 Dead Podcast. Woo!
What's up?
Yeah, it's a very small podcast. Both Ryan and Mitch came down with a case of the responsibilities.
Yes.
Can't damn responsibilities.
Can't stand when I catch those.
Yeah. It's kind of weird with that last joke, and I was just going to make a joke. Wow, black men with a case of the responsibilities. You never see that.
Hey.
Nick's totally going to kill me. Oh, I'm just joking. That's just fatherhood. No.
Too shade on that.
That's not true. That's not true. I'm trying to. Tiger Woods. I've just come up with a bunch of.
Tiger Woods, who just got divorced. Tiger Woods.
Doesn't have kids.
LeBron no, I think he James. Does have two kids.
Two?
Yeah.
Tiger likes blondes.
No.
Yeah. You know, Tiger Woods.
Some Swedish chick, too.
Yeah. Ellen something or other.
Ellen Page, no. Yeah.
No, Ellen written E-L-I-N, or Elen, I don't know. So, yeah, this is our fourth episode of the new season.
Yeah.
We made it two seasons.
I didn't realize we were in a new season.
Well, see, I figured since we changed formats, just call it a new season.
All
right.
So, we're in season two.
We're in season two.
And this isn't going to be like the community, guys. We're not on life support, so we don't, you know, need fans writing to keep us on. But you know what we do need? For $20 for a month, you can advertise on the Left 4 Ted podcast.
Well, let's go into that, because we are going to do some advertising today where they didn't pay us with money. We are getting our own doll. It's going to be, hopefully, a tear-apart zombie doll. No matter what, it's going to be a zombie doll.
I was about to say, is it going to be a wrestling buddy? Remember, like, the Hulk Hogan Ultimate Warrior wrestling buddies? That'd be awesome.
Yes, don't take my face.
No. It's a, do you know,
buy a Nick wrestling buddy with the championship belt thing on the side like that. I'm like.
You know the sack doll from Little Big Planet?
Yeah.
Think of that made of yarn.
Huh.
We're getting that. We're going to raffle it off. Closer to the end of the year. Raffle. So
I feel like a bingo.
You guys wait for that to happen. And so that's coming from Art Kimmy, which you can go to www.facebook.com/ArtKimmy and you look at all the non-licensed dolls up there that you know, dolls that are not Elsa from Frozen or Anna from Frozen, that are not the Big Daddy from freaking BioShock. You know, those dolls that kind of vaguely look like those characters but aren't.
Just kind of how, like, What's-Her-Face vaguely looks like Ellen Page from The Last of Us.
Yes.
But it's not.
It's not. So it's they look vaguely like those characters, but they're not.
An uncanny resemblance.
Yeah. If those characters were made out of yarn. But those characters aren't, so. But also, go to our Zazzle page, guys. www.zazzle.com/ShilbertSmithLendP And buy, you know, some the now-defunct SCP stuff. Or buy our Elferty speaker, t-shirt, hat, stickers, mug. dildo. I don't know. I think we've got condoms too. I'm not sure.
Don't trust them.
I was just about to say that too. I'd rather trust the free ones that they give out at Planned Parenthood than our condoms. Are we trying to prevent pregnancy or like bring it up?
We just basically took rubber gloves, cut off the tips, and here's our condoms.
So if any of you guys want to be the next candidates for Teen Mom on MTV, please buy a Left 4 Ted condom.
Yes. There's more holes in the Left 4 Ted condom than in the Twilight movies. And it looks like our special guest has arrived, kind of. If somebody, you guys can hear the dogs barking their asses off.
Somebody walk towards the front door.
It's
I don't
the
know
ghost.
Walk towards the front door?
Yes.
Maybe not.
It's the UPS guy.
So, yeah, it's the UPS guy coming to take my virginity. The honcho and John already did that.
Didn't know that was a, there was a special delivery.
Oh, there is. In my ass.
A big buff guy comes out of nowhere, UPS guy. Is Ted here? I'm like, well, Ted, looks like you're having fun.
So nah, that was the guy that was calling you at the store saying you had business.
Yeah, you're right.
Somebody said they had a huge package for me.
He was white, so I didn't believe him. No, that'd be funny if he was Asian. He's Asian. I didn't believe him.
He wanted me to unwrap his package. I'm not sure what that means.
Who paid for these stripper guys? This is funny.
Now somebody's going to pay for a stripper, and there's going to be like this male stripper at my door. I'm just going to like, I have no fucking need for you. Here's my friend John's address. So.
I have no need for you. Here's Mitchell. Oh, you mean John? Oh, no, I'm not John. I'm Mitchell. Here's John's address. Just give him Mitchell's.
Mitch goes, nah, he's down the street.
Probably,
he just goes all over to...
Probably just have
he
to
gets to
him.
Nick's house. Nah, man. John lives in Bridgeport. he gets fucking... Ryan's address, and Ryan's just like, you're not the one that I hired.
And you'll do. Come on.
You'll do.
Casey, go in your room.
Kid's gone. Don't worry.
Let's play fiddlesticks. Play.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
I'd rather play pickup sticks.
Oh.
All right. So, yeah. Other things going on. Apparently.
Nick's got to poop.
Yeah. Nope. I put up a thing on the window so no one can see you poop or pee.
Yay.
Yeah. Well, not if I'm not looking at it. All right. No one heard that on the podcast, apparently. Yeah. So, this week's... You know, we didn't do this last week because I completely didn't put it on this week's playlist in queue.
Ah.
You know, so... Which reminds me, John, before you go, I do have to give you the CD for Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, which we're going to see on Saturday.
Yes,
so,
we are.
So, Andrew McMahon, if you're listening, totally, we'll give you a shout out every week. Send us your tour dates. We'll like shout you out for how much, John?
$20.
There you go.
Please, Andrew McMahon. I'm going to try my hardest not to be hungover to go see this concert. I want to listen to you.
You know what's really bad? I go from your party on Friday, John,
yeah,
to Casey's birthday party
on
Saturday.
Oh, that's even
at
better.
At noon, yeah.
That is even better.
Like, yeah, godparents. Woo! Like, can you tell the kids to keep it down?
Casey's going to learn that day a little thing called disappointment. It happens all the time in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it's at a bowling alley, too.
Oh, that's going to be... Oh, God, dude. That's going to be terrible.
I feel like there's 10 pins in my head.
What happened to my godfather, Ted? Well, he hit the sauce a little bit too hard last night.
Something... He just mumbled something about a trash can and busting in Dave. You mean Dave and Buster's? No, that's what I thought at first, too.
Yeah, yeah, Casey, Dave and Buster's. That's exactly what he meant. I come out of nowhere. Oh, that's exactly what I meant. What are you doing here? I'm leaving, guys. Just leave out the closet. And you open up the...
You open up the car door. You're just laying there.
close it, guys. Unless you got water. No? All right.
John, here's some aspirin. That says ecstasy. It's aspirin.
If you can get over my hangover, I'll take it.
I still have a hangover, but I love you.
Oh, my God. That's good. That's terrible for you. I'm like, oh, man. Poor you. You have to do that Anna birthday party. Oh,
poor Kylie, too. Shit.
You were like, happy birthday, Casey.
What did I get you? One sec. It's over there.
You open up the fucking birthday presents and be puking. Yeah, that's what he got you.
Here's a left for Ted condom.
Oh, no.
Use it wisely.
By not using it at all.
Sorry, you can't make balloon animals out of it because it.
Hang it up on your
wall. Prosthetic glove.
Hang it up on your wall.
As a memento. Oh, my God.
All right, so. Well, what's everyone been listening to and or watching and all that jazz?
I thought you were going to say jizz, but that's okay.
No. Just the stuff that leaks out of the condom.
Which is the whole thing?
Yeah. How did you get pregnant? You were wearing a condom. I was wearing a condom.
There's
a lot of things.
Mm. We also do back alley abortions at Left 4 Dead.
You bang them, we hang them.
Can you imagine? So where's your back of the Porsche? Right here. Why are you by the steps? Just go to the edge right there. That'd be $50.
He's running. We got a runner. Get him.
Hey, you didn't pay. I just pushed your girlfriend down the stairs, dude. I did you a favor.
Yeah, seriously. Back, yeah. Code hanger abortions. Turn on the vacuum.
We sterilized it, guys.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
You ever seen, one of those things that, you make milkshakes with? Basically the same concept. We go up there, we break the yolk.
It'll be awesome, if we could hire our former manager to, do the back alley abortions. I could totally see him doing that. I know you're talking. You know what I'm talking about, too? Hey, guys. Yeah. Don't worry, guys. I got this. Do you want to stay later at the back alley abortion place? No.
Yeah.
So what have you been listening to? What have you been watching?
Let's see. I've been listening to my song I got. I was listening to Money and the Power by Kid Ink. And getting murdered by this damn thing that's supposed to be holding my mic. So, I haven't been watching anything lately. I mean, outside of the regular TV shows that's been on television, but no movies recently, so can't really say I've watched anything like that.
No, I haven't been watching shit either. Yeah. I started the new season of Parks and Rec, though, which is hysterical. By the way, good props on how Andy lost all that weight.
You drink that much?
How much beer did you drink? Yeah, I know, right? I've
actually been getting
shit was hilarious.
The leak?
Yeah, The League.
Ah, yes. I miss watching The League. I should start picking that up again.
And I've been just basically, like I said, I've been late to the party. I'm the angry video game nerd, so I've just been binge-watching Angry Video Game Nerd.
You know there's a movie, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would actually be a good movie. I mean, it's fun, as it is in its own little, 10 to 15-minute segments, but I don't know if it would actually be a good movie. What did he? Whatchamacallit? Did he fire kickstart it or something?
Yeah, or Indiegogo, something like that.
Huh.
Fund me.
I love you.
Speaking,
I love you, Angry Video Game Nerd. But I don't think it would be a good movie.
Speaking of Indiegogo, did you guys hear about this thing called? I think it's called the EVA.
No,
it's the first vibrator for women that you can have. Actually have sex while wearing it.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say it was hooked up to Wi-Fi or something.
That would be awesome.
And it plays music while you're getting pleasured, if you will.
You can go on your Facebook by flicking your bean all at once. I'm like, what?
Wi-Fi dildo.
You can see right now. You just
guys. Actually, that'd be a good idea. Like, why haven't
you just
about
you know
this?
You're just sitting there and.
Dude, we should definitely take this idea. iTunes dildo. I mean, why not? Who hasn't thought of this?
And then the iTunes fleshlight, obviously. That's the next step.
Exactly.
Just like.
Only here.
Yeah.
You know, I had a different thing when you said Wi-Fi dildo. I thought it was going to be like. For some reason, I thought it was going to be like the first ever two-ended vibrating dildo or something. I thought it was going to have it or like the. That's what I thought. For some reason, I thought you were going to incorporate like more than like one chick on this as well. So like, why? What's the point?
I was going to say Wi-Fi dildo. That's called a fucking cell phone. Call me again, you fucker. Call me again.
I don't know if they have that much power sticking that in there, but okay.
How bad would that be if that's your dad? How come my daughter's not picking up? Oh, daddy issues.
That's pretty bad.
Call me again, Dad.
Do it.
This is the only time when you do call me. I'm like, what?
What? Why am I supposed to be calling you my little girl while we're doing it with Daddy's little princess? I'm not appreciating calling you Daddy's little princess right now.
That's terrible.
We're saying this, and there's, you know, a female that we all know her father sitting in the group. Say hi, Deanna!
Hi!
Oh, she doesn't even need a mic. There's a mic right over there. Yes.
Maybe.
It's the Puerto Rican in you. So how about you, Tim?
Wear it, though.
You can turn on. I don't know if that mic's on, but you can turn it on up top.
So what have you been watching, Ted?
Porn. No. Oh, no.
Don't lie.
No, I'm not lying. All right. No, I was watching the new Marvel documentary, Marvel From Pulp to Pop.
I saw. I looked. I thought I was going to watch
stupid.
It. But no, I didn't. I chose not to.
It was really stupid. It was just like.
I saved myself.
Sit here and wait for 10 seconds of Ant-Man and Avengers 2 footage. And it's gone.
Ted, Nick, I totally saw what you're talking about, the Netflix documentary on the sports college thing.
Oh, yeah.
I have it on my favorite list. I've been meaning to watch it. It's been sitting on my, like, you know you want to watch this for, like, a week now. I'm like, I do, but.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's the one Nick's been talking about. Yeah. I want to watch it. And I'm like.
I have things on my Netflix list that, like, I haven't watched in over a year, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
One day you'll get to it.
One day when you're bored, I'm like, I don't really feel like playing video games right now. All right, let me start watching
That's
this
when
shit.
I start watching Netflix.
Right? I'll sit there and I'm just like, I'm going to watch this movie. Ooh, Candy Crush.
Or I'll like watch 5 minutes of it. I'm like, I'm hungry. I want to go and grab something to eat. And then you come back. I'm like, I really don't want to watch this anymore.
What? The new Batman's out. Turn down. Okay, old chum, let's read.
Seriously. I don't like the way our society is going. All of us have, like, bad ADD. Yeah. We just have, like, total, like...
It's not even ADHD anymore. It's even worse than that. We can't pay attention to fuck disease. That's what.
It's called HDMI.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
It's called the Wi-Fi disease. That's what it is.
Basically.
Can't put down my phone. Someone may call me or text me.
That's like Jerron. Can't put down Facebook.
I put my phone on silent.
Gotta hit bitches up. I'm like, no, you're on.
You know what's really bad?
I'm like the opposite of that.
I'll be sitting playing with Ryan on like any.
That sounds
like,
nice and fun.
Now I'll be playing a video game with Ryan over the internet using our Wi-Fi dildos. And
with the Wi-Fi dildo.
The Wi-Fi dildo. And like I'll die, and he's still playing. And somehow that motherfucker is still posting shit on Facebook.
While you're playing.
Half the time when you see him post on Facebook, it's while we're playing a video game.
He's a good multitasker.
I can't do that shit.
I'm just like, yesterday, like, you both called or texted me while I'm playing Destiny. I'm just like, I can't do... Oh, I'm dead.
Quick, text them before it's
laugh
too-
out loud. Okay.
That's just me. I'm sitting there, I'll be playing something, and James texts me, I'm like, 20 minutes. And I'm just, like, sitting there playing something. I'm like, don't worry, this has got time. I'm like, what are you
only
doing?
Only time I can actually do that is if I'm playing, like, 2K or something, because they call timeouts. And I'm like, usually don't pay attention to the timeouts or whatever. You just go through it. But like for me, it's like somebody texts me, "Oh, they called timeout. Perfect."
I did. I'm playing something like Skyrim, dude. I unfortunately did that where I didn't pause it. I'm like, "Oh, I'm in a big empty field. Don't worry, I'm good." So I start like texting you or something like that. Then like a dragon jumps, like, "Fuck!" out of nowhere.
Run! There's a giant coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm like, "God damn it!"
How did you get so close without me noticing?
Yeah, seriously.
No, the worst thing, you're getting into a conversation. Somebody's texting you back. Somebody revives you or something. And then you die again, and you're just like, "Wait, what just fucking happened? Why did you die again?" Sorry.
I love it when I did the online thing, and you're on the fucking thing, and you're like texting. So I'm just like, "What are you doing, John? Oh fuck, yeah, my bad, guys. I'm texting."
I just want to picture like how Ryan does it. Like,
I don't know how he
is
does.
Is he like
it.
Holding his controller with one hand while playing? And,
I'm convinced.
Don't
that
they have like the speak thing on the phones?
Yeah, but I'm sitting here talking to him.
Casey, guys. He has Casey do it.
Yeah, that's what he's got. That.
Casey, post this on Facebook.
Post this.
Little six-year-old.
Post this on my Facebook now.
Tag Ted and Jay.
Why? Okay. I'll let you stay up for an extra hour. Yeah.
It's like, you know how to tag.
Here's the fucking Reese's. Do it now.
He'd probably do it, too. If I'm a kid, I'm like, fuck yeah, Reese's. Do whatever you want, Dad.
Tag this other girl. She might be your next mommy.
Oh, no. Oh,
fucked up.
Go get your new mommy,
Casey. And possibly another little sibling, because I got a Left 4 Dead condom.
Those aren't reliable.
Yeah, we've already...
Yeah, we've already relayed that message.
We're already doing... Back alley abortion clinics.
Yeah.
No.
Might as well.
Or postpartum.
Stop.
Mortem.
Yeah. Can't you see one of our former bosses who shall be nameless running our back alley abortion clinic? Wouldn't he be perfect for that job?
Wait, who?
You know,
there's several people. I'm thinking about
it's
it.
It's ML. Does his initials.
Major League Baseball. MLB.
Oh my God.
So, Dana, can you stay 15 minutes early? Can you stay
15
minutes extra?
15 minutes early?
How do you stay 15 minutes early?
What are you doing? We're over payroll. Just come in.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. Right. Just spread those legs. Don't worry. It's all be done. I swear this is clean.
I've done this before.
Shudders.
They didn't survive, but I did this before. Don't worry.
As he's like chugging a Coke in one gulp, like...
Okay. That just gave it away.
How the fuck did he do that?
I don't know. To this day.
See, when he got his job, he lost his gag reflex.
Oh.
He found another job doing that. But
he must have had an ulcer like a motherfucker.
No, I could do that.
You have no gag reflex?
I could probably have a gag reflex, but I wouldn't like it.
I can...
Yeah, you'd probably kill your chest something. Like
I could actually show you guys how I do that right now. If somebody goes into my fridge and grabs me the Mike's Hard,
I will
chug that.
Oh, I could chug Mike's Hard.
Do you know who you're talking to?
But no, we're talking about
soda.
But soda though. I mean, like a Coke. I could probably chug a Coke.
If someone went out right now,
If
someone went out right now and got me a 2-liter bottle, I could actually do a 3-liter bottle. I could do that in probably about.
I could chug a Mike's. I can't chug a Coke. That shit would just, like what Nick said. I'm calling you Ted for some reason. Like
all black people look alike.
It'd probably kill my chest. I'd probably be like, no.
I can do it.
I can do it, but I wouldn't want to.
I can't do it the same way he did it.
No one could.
Everybody's different, Ted.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I gotta, like, you know, lick the tip a little bit first, and then...
That's not chugging. You gotta chug, goddammit. When you say you could chug something...
I gotta get ready. I lick the tip a little bit, you know, lather it up, so get it lubed up, so it just doesn't hurt the back of my throat at first.
We should do the banana spray challenge.
I didn't realize we were talking about throat fucking, but...
Right? The banana
banana and Sprite
challenge.
No.
You're supposed to eat two bananas and drink. Is it like a 12 ounce thing of Sprite or is it?
I think all you need is 12, but like certain people need a little more for it to actually.
Because one banana wouldn't work if it's two bananas. It's the potassium and something in the Sprite triggers. You'll throw it back up. You'll like regurgitate it all back up.
Because I did it with
balance, it's not.
Because I tried it.
It sounds like baby throw up.
Because I tried it with 20, I did try it with a 20 ounce soda and one banana didn't work. So
yeah, you need two.
You need probably two.
because with all the potassium buildup, and I forgot what else is in the Sprite.
So wait,
I didn't do the milk one though.
Here's what I want to try then, because I don't like bananas.
I did the cinnamon one too.
Potatoes.
What about them?
Potatoes have just as much potassium as bananas.
They're better.
I can't eat potatoes.
It might have to be something like the fruit or some sort of acid. There's probably some acid.
I don't know if it'll work for potatoes, but you can try it.
All right. I'll try it with potatoes. I'll let you guys know.
Potato and Sprite challenge.
I'm gonna,
how are you going to down a
fucking potato?
How are you going to down that? That's what I'm wondering.
No, I mean, let's see. As much as potatoes, you make mashed potatoes.
I don't know if
I
you're supposed
to cook
it. I don't
think it would be... You have to eat it raw.
So gross.
You have to eat it raw?
I think so. Because you're eating the banana.
That would be hard to eat a potato raw.
That's what I'm saying. Like, good luck with that.
You can't even, like, just boil it. A boiled potato. I could
do
it.
The only way you might have to, like,
potato.
Cook it.
I could do a baked potato.
Yeah, anybody. I could do a baked potato.
I could do two baked potatoes and then a Sprite.
I'm curious to see.
I'll try that. I'm willing to do that.
You're just basically having, like, dinner. Two baked potatoes.
I just want to load it up with, like, sour cream and bacon.
Oh, my God. I want a baked potato now.
There's got to be a time frame or something also with the bananas. I'm guessing.
What?
So you have to do it within 10 minutes.
You have to do it right after.
As soon as you eat it.
No, I'm just saying, like, to eat the bananas. You have to eat both bananas within, like, a minute.
Well, that's possible, though.
I don't know. I don't think anybody...
Without my gag reflex, yeah.
Excuse me.
I haven't seen anybody rush to eat the bananas and then...
It's not like Kobayashi who's just, like, shoving them in your mouth. It's like, I just can't wait to puke.
All right. So, we didn't get Deanna's, what she's been watching, listening to, blah, blah, blah.
I just started The Blacklist. I'm only a couple episodes in.
This season's been disappointing.
Oh, not the porn. Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Oh. Maybe.
Okay. It is a porn. Oh, God.
It probably is. Somebody's getting trained. Anyway.
By 50-year-old Jinx Fader? Like, no.
Yeah.
But he's like, totally
no,
my
no,
crush,
it's called
though.
The Blacklist. I'm just saying. It's like Lexington Steel, some other black guys. You know.
So you're saying Lexington Steel is James Spader's character?
Yes.
I would say. This season's been kind of disappointing, though. So far.
I still haven't watched any of it. I really should, but
don't tell me about
it. I won't say a word.
Don't.
It's on Netflix. I want to watch it now, so.
The first season?
Yeah.
It's awesome to, you know, to watch Ultron before he's Ultron. I'm glad that everyone pretty much got that joke. All right.
I don't know if that's a compliment or we have no lives that we all got that joke.
Next, the Us Against Humanity question from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Money can't buy me love, but it can buy me blank.
$20 for 1 month on Left for Ted podcast. There we go.
We have the box for those who have no imagination.
I had an answer last week that was pretty good, but now I forgot it, and I'm upset about it now.
I sold my...
Money can't buy me love, but it can buy me black people in the South.
I can...
Yikes.
I sold my soul to... I sold my soul to Ted, guys, by... I should just wear all the stuff. I'm like, promote it, guys.
What was the...
I even
again?
Used the condoms.
Money
Jamie's
can't
pregnant.
Buy me love, but it can buy me blank.
Left for Ted condoms.
You can just get those for free. Ted will just hand them out.
No, we charge.
I use them. I use them all the time. I'm pretty sure Jamie has two kids right now, but I'm waiting.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, you know...
We'll tell her that.
They're both black.
Well, no condom works 100% of the time, so...
Moral
just
and
because
baby.
Our...
Moral ambiguity.
Yeah, I think
that's
good.
No condom works out. No condom is 100%. Just because ours is a lower percentage doesn't mean, you know.
Exactly. You might be in that 10 percentile range that might actually not get pregnant from using that condom.
Money can't buy me love, but it can buy me a Republican Congress. Oh, topical.
You are going to get a bunch of emails, good sir.
So I made this joke somewhere, somehow. Our friend right now, who shall be nameless, is fapping right now to the thought of there being an all-Republican Congress.
I have a feeling I know who this is.
Oh, yeah,
you do.
Yes! I'm like, make love to me, so-and-so.
Make love to me like you would Mitt Romney.
I don't know. Don't know how. Depends on his significant other.
Just put the Romney mask on.
I want to take a Snapchat, fuckers.
Okay, you do Snapchat.
Oh my god, that
is this the thing that lasts for 10 seconds?
For 10 seconds. That... What? Oh, we get have to it. All get in.
Get in it.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my god. Yeah, turn around.
Ready?
We are Snapchatting live. Put your finger. That was terrible.
That's
duty.
Good. That's the whole point of Snapchat.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Supposed to be terrible.
I hate Snapchat already.
Do it for the Vine, guys. Do it for the Vine.
Oh, dude.
I am growing on Vine.
That was funny. The Daily Show was hysterical with the... there's a segment, speaking of the Republican thing, where...
Democralips or something?
The funniest segment was when money won out on Thoughts. So there's the female correspondent. She's in the Thoughts room. And there's nothing there. And it's empty. And she goes, well, you know, we can't even buy Thoughts right now because it's, you know, there's the money section. Then you have the big thing. It's like, see, money won out overall. And what... So who? What's his face? Did he was... What's his face? That actor who plays a douche in every like thing he has like the $100 bill like thing, and he's like money, and so he's like I'm money, woo, and Jon Stewart goes, oh money, finally I get to see you. You know, it's nice to meet you for the first time. He goes, oh John, we met before. Don't act like you don't know. And it's just a fun...
Yeah, that's what it is.
Can I just talk about an ad that I heard the day before Election Day? There's this ad that was just like, Elizabeth Esty has voted with President Obama for the last 2 years. And what has President Obama done? And it lists like two things, and it goes, Middle Eastern terrorism, Ebola. Just like, they just fucking blamed President Obama for Ebola.
Yeah.
I was just like...
And it probably worked.
And I was in there like, okay, that's so I'm just going to start blaming Reagan
no
for AIDS.
That's America.
You know,
America.
If you're down in the South, you could probably use Ebola terrorism and the gays. That they'd probably get that. Oh,
the gays did it.
That was the other one. That was one of the other ones.
Obama's responsible for all them homosexuals.
Homosexuals?
Well, speaking of the news.
Even though they have gay people in their own Congress.
Everyone see this?
If it loads.
I love that. She's so whack. Like, I would have been dancing too.
This white guy is. I'm not sure if that's dancing. I think that's him having. You sure? I'm pretty sure that they were.
They definitely were. Cause look.
Yeah.
I like the camera. I like the camera switch.
She's lame. What the fuck is she?
Most cheesiest thing.
Come on, dance a little bit.
I can't dance.
I would drink with that guy
on camera.
That they really played that?
Yeah.
And she's not. She's whack. Whoever she is, she should be fired.
I would chill with them. I'm not gonna lie.
I would.
Like,
just
if I worked on that set, I probably would have went like.
Just because he did that, I can hang with him for a day.
I would go drinking with him, dude. Probably have fun with that.
We have to post this immediately on the page.
We will.
And the blog everywhere. Oh my god.
Ted, reach out to this man. Maybe we can get him as a special.
Send that to me. I must find this. They really playing this song.
Yeah. All right, that's good. That's a good music video. I like it.
I give props to him and the cameraman for just
getting
there. What news station?
Channel 59 News. I'm not sure. I don't.
Is
know
that like
it's
an
Fox.
NBC
I'm not
or
sure.
Fox?
I'm not sure what it was.
It didn't have like an emblem on
it. Didn't.
Like...
So that was kind of weird that maybe it's not actually a news thing. Maybe it was just a guy.
Oh my god.
Because back when I was in school, we basically made a whole desk and everything like that.
But that
and did a news thing.
That'd be awful. Also, if it's like Fox News.
That just
news,
made my day.
Like Fox 59 channel, like Missouri or something like that. I'm like, dude, good for him. How come we can't get cool fucking news anchors like that?
Dude.
No, what do we get? Oh, we get guys that get inappropriate on Facebook.
My day has been made. I'm good. I am happy. I am happy.
Dude, that's how I found out about that. I was always like, why was Jeff Fox fired from ABC? And then I see him on fucking Dr. Phil. And I was like, oh, that's why.
Hey, we get
I'm not with this. What
all
happened?
Right, Jeff, do you remember Jeff Fox? He used to be on Channel 8.
He's the news guy.
Okay.
With Doc and also he did a horrible job.
With Dr. Mel.
Uh-huh.
He and Dr. Mel used to be like best friends. I actually met Jeff Fox when I was a little kid. 8th grade I sang in a choir and we opened up the Fantasy of Lights over in New Haven.
Sang.
I still fucking sing. You've heard me.
I'm messing with you.
One of my high school friends in a rush to get out of school cut him off on the highway and Jeff Fox flipped him off.
Nice.
So there we got that going.
It's a better story than mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jeff Fox.
I met the lead anchor.
Basically, he Keith started Keith. This conversation on Facebook with a single woman. Which led to him basically sending her things and then sending her
texts. Facebook is worse than Tinder, honestly.
Yeah, basically he was sending her texts and everything. And
did he Brett Favre?
He did not Brett Favre.
No, why?
You've never heard of Tinder?
Yeah, but seriously, Tinder or Grindr?
Grindr.
You've heard of Grindr, but you haven't heard of Tinder.
Yes. Grindr's like the gay Tinder.
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
It came before Tinder, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
I don't know what either one of these are. I only heard of it.
Nick.
I'm sorry.
Okay, guys. I'm out of the closet. I'm on Grindr now.
I'm sorry. When I hear Grindr, I just think of a fucking website that Jerron's responsible of. And it's nothing but like 6-minute clips of women grinding. That's all I think of. And I just think it's Grindr. I'm like, no.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought it was like a sandwich thing or something. Like every post is like something about a sandwich.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think it was a gay thing.
No, it's a gay thing.
We thought totally different things. You thought sandwich, like I said. I thought it was a website by Jerron, which women grinding 6 seconds still images. Nope.
I can see where you. That would be the second thing. Gay is the last thing I would think.
Grindr.
On
Grindr is basically
a cock.
No. You go onto this app. And you go, oh, there are 10 guys in my immediate vicinity that want to fuck.
Oh.
Basically, yeah.
That's what
it's
that
a hookup
is?
And
site.
Then Tinder
is for the straight people.
There are 10 guys in my vicinity that want to fuck girls, and there are no girls here.
That would have been even better if
Fox like,
was on.
You know how many people take pictures of, you know, themselves eating something or having...
Yes.
Yeah, that's where
that's
I,
not Grindr.
That's
well, they might be taking pictures of them eating something, but...
Words
right from my mouth. Great.
So that's what I thought Grindr was.
I'm just saying, you know, the
that's what I would think, though, too, Grindr.com.
Grindr and Tinder
you guys have to understand. I don't pay attention to these things.
Well, I just...
Get with the times, Nick.
You just helped me with what is it called?
Snapchat?
No, the other one.
Instagram. Insta.
She just like recently showed me how to use that.
It would have been better if Fox was caught on Grindr.
Now I feel ancient.
Oh god. Okay. So moving on. I have one more video.
You know how you feel old is when you was like, "Oh, you're late, man."
Hold on,
like,
quick thing, cuz I know me and Nick, did anybody ever met Keith Kuntz before?
I met his wife.
I met him at his daughter was playing basketball against my sister.
Oh, really? And, he has a daughter that young? Oh wow!
I've met
well,
Ann
she's
Neinberg.
Probably in college now because my sister's in college. So
I've met Ann Neidberg, so, but
she was a kid when I saw her.
That's right.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go to college.
You just pulled a Jerron, Giselle.
Where's Keith Kuntz's kid? You're of age now.
I know, right? That's god awful.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, he was like, but he looked weird because, you know, he didn't have all the makeup and stuff he has on television.
He still had the Jerry Curl thing he had.
Somewhat, but he had a cap on. And then when he took it off for a second, I'm like, ugh. I'm like, he's like, then he asked me, he was like, you mind closing that door? It was like on a.
You were in the bathroom?
No. It was during a basketball game and the door was open towards the outside. And he's like, hey, excuse me, you mind closing that door? I'm like, Keith, just talk to me. I was like,
yeah, I met him.
I'm sorry. Am I the only one who thinks that is the worst name for a black guy?
Keith.
You're not the
Keith
only
Kuntz.
One.
No,
Keith
Kuntz. His last name.
This is his last name.
You know, you're not. I met him in elementary school.
Anyone wonder if his last, if his middle name begins with a K? Just wondering.
I have a thing.
Someone should look that up.
Doesn't Keith Kuntz look like a male Roman?
Yes.
Face-wise.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Doesn't he look like he'd be Roman's male doppelganger?
Yes. Yes, that is perfect.
Oh my god, I should tell Roman next year following she should go ask Keith Coons.
She will murder you.
Who is the Keith Coons? Who is the Keith Coons?
Who is,
so?
Who is this?
Turn on News Channel 8 at 5.
Hell. She has right. Come back, hell no.
So, I do not look like Keith Coons.
So do you guys want to see what sex is like for like John and I?
Nice.
Does this video encompasses what sex is like?
Sex is like for who?
For me and John.
So it's above average.
Nah.
How about I go get changed?
Let's get suited up!
Why?
Your move, soldier.
Ready,
they do the standing movements, too.
This is gonna get tricky.
Oh, yeah. Right there. Oh, no. You just had it. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start!
Oh, BA start!
BA
wait. Do you have, you know? No. No.
He has to switch
no.
weapons.
Condoms. Do you have condoms?
Care package on its way.
Are you serious? And then it goes away.
I'm mad at this.
Hard point secure.
I am. A little bit too.
Hold your ground, soldier.
His life. Put it down. I can't see it.
Hey, respawn. Jack, respawn. Respawn.
Are you going to teabag him?
What? No.
Where did he come from? Are you going to teabag him?
Yeah, so. For those who have ever wondered. All right, and
that's what you guys do.
Yeah, okay. That's how sex starts ends in about 3 seconds.
Bravo on Activision.
Well done,
Bobby. So, Kotick isn't a monster that eats children for breakfast after all.
I'm not gonna teeth it.
Nick, do you have the docket up on your phone?
Where is my phone?
I don't know. You lost it
again.
Okay.
So we need to find out who that news anchor is, and we need to get him on for the Left for Ted podcast.
I think John wants to do the next socially awkward segment.
Right.
Or part.
There's words.
Are you bringing up the docket?
Is
the next one after the two videos?
You gotta cover.
This is going to be edited out, guys. Don't worry.
awkward silence.
When did you post
silence.
It?
Huh?
I don't even see it.
I posted it.
When?
Ah, fine. Fuck it. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's John's
birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow, but tomorrow.
At 3:30.
Do that today.
What?
I thought it was today. Uh-huh. I could have sworn it was tomorrow.
Found it.
Yeah. And then I questioned my own
yeah.
life.
Yeah. She who is
I
not coming
dates.
With us.
Question.
I'm going to see a comedian. I'm sorry.
Okay. Or you could be with three comedians.
Is it
feel even more worse.
Is it Ricky? I'll make it. Is it Ricky Gervais? Are you going to see Ricky Gervais?
Fuck no.
Then why?
No, she's going to see the guy that played the husband on the show that eventually became New Girl with a better girl.
Oh, really?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
You remember
don't
Whitney?
Fucking hate on New Girl. <You're>,
no,
fuck you.
No, I'm saying there's this show called Whitney.
Oh, Whitney. Okay.
Yeah, remember that show called Whitney that eventually just was like, we can do this better. Just throw in Zooey Deschanel and get rid of the entire cast.
Zooey Deschanel.
So the guy, he's on Vine.
Yeah,
he does terrible vines, but
Crystalia.
Crystalia, yeah.
His vines aren't terrible, right?
Yes, they were when he started out.
He's got a couple of good ones.
Yeah.
When he started out,
he's
was
got
that
a bunch
awful.
With Will Smith.
Like,
think of all the vines
that.
You've ever watched, and then you watch his. Yeah, right.
That's not true. Please. Our friend Mike has a couple of really horrible vines.
I haven't watched any of
Well, I'm
so
not comparing
say.
It to Mike. I'm comparing it to the vines that I watch. But
Okay. Some of them, of course, some of Mike's vines are stolen directly from Chris D'Elia.
Or the ones that, like, he walks up to a homeless person.
Oh, he ripped them off, basically?
Yeah. Basically. But, like, that's why I don't watch.
Damn
Mike
it, Mike, why do you gotta ape them? And you don't even ape good vines at that.
His vines that he finds are terrible. I don't know what...
Most of the vines that I see now are just like, I'm at a club! Woo! Look at these 20-somethings! I'm the old guy in the corner.
Oh, it's the Chris Rock joke. You don't want to be that guy at the club. The guy who's a little too old to be in the club.
I'm just saying.
I've actually seen that before. It's kind of
sad.
The
Chris Rock thing?
No.
Even he admitted some of his vines were terrible.
a little too old to be in the club.
Even he admitted some of his vines were terrible.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying. He's not to say he's not funny on television. He has a new show, doesn't he?
Who?
Chris D'Elia with...
I could agree with that. Like,
he's a new show. I think it's on like TBS or something.
I don't know.
It's not on right now, but like,
I know that he does the 10-minute podcast with Will Sasso and Brian Callen.
Yeah.
Are you going to see Daniel Tosh?
His stand-up was good.
Wait, is he going to be there? I have no idea.
No, I doubt it.
Honestly, like, I just saw his name and I wanted to go. So.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all right.
All right, fair enough.
Didn't tell anybody. Just
so, guys, it's time to bring it down a notch. We got to talk about some people that have led tremendous lives and have passed on. It is so long. Thanks for all the fish. Last part might actually be true about the first guy.
It might be.
Actually, on the second. Wayne Static, guys.
Yeah, Wayne that was, Static. I was like, really?
They're just like, what the fuck? Yeah. Age 48, so not that old.
No.
I'm not too far
I don't
away.
Remember anything that Static X really did.
I don't remember anything.
I just remember the guy's name was Wayne Static.
I just remember the one song that they did. That's it.
Well...
Remember the box song? Remember the box or like in the like the late 90s, which they had music videos, but you had to like punch in the keys. Like I just remember that one. Fuck yeah, I can't even think about it. Now I'm getting whatchamacallit. Now I'm getting him. It's not. No, that's Power Man 5000. I'm thinking When Worlds Collide, but no. But yeah, Static X.
I don't even know. Thinking like the guy that created Static Shock.
No, I know.
Music
I know
something.
He's done. What he called. I know he did songs on the Queen of the Damned soundtrack. Or that Static X did a song on the Queen of the Damned soundtrack. So, I will look it up.
You said these were people with illustrious lives.
I didn't say illustrious.
Don't be rude.
Don't use big words that no one knows.
Fine.
I mean, seriously.
They led lustful lives. So who's the second person that might go to hell, Ted? Or probably is rotten in hell, depending on your views of the afterlife.
Marcia Strassman. Now, you guys don't know the name, but I'm sure everyone here has seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Yeah.
And it remembers the mom.
Yeah.
The mom.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Yeah, you're burning in hell.
No, what I love is I told that to Ryan last night when I was playing video games with him. And he was like, you know, I would give more fucks if you told me that the animatronic auntie had stopped working. I was like, wow, that's fucked up, but so true.
Damn. I felt more bad for the aunt dying than friggin'.
Yeah, so. This is Static X, by the way.
I didn't die, though.
I don't know.
What the fuck? He's gonna keep playing and goes, oh, not living an illustrious life, Nick.
Yeah.
Alright, I got sun
for you. Seriously. That was Wayne Static from Beyond the Grave taking control of Spotify. Let's see. She died of breast cancer.
Oh.
So obviously, no one was feeling her up or found lumps. So, see, ladies, always let guys feel you up to find lumps.
You're a lovely lady.
Good advice.
I'm getting death stares from the air.
That's what I was like. God, I was like, good advice.
I'm staring towards you, John, because I'm getting death glares.
Need you too drunk.
My glasses are apparently melting right now.
You gotta feel them up. That means you're too drawn. So,
oh, I found a lot. Oh, Cheeto.
No, gross.
I'm like, actually looks good. Give me that 10. Fighting over it. It has flavor. It's soaked under the...
John, those aren't Hershey Kisses. Those are Nick's nipples.
My nipples are beautiful. They don't look like fucking Hershey Kisses. They don't look like fucking Hershey Kisses.
Not even the small ones? Remember the tiny ones?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Or like a Hershey Kiss kind of melted a little bit. It's just the top.
Just the tip.
Are we talking about hugs now?
No, that's after I get done on his chest.
I am not comfortable.
I love it. Nick's kind of like holding his tits right now. And just like, I feel uncomfortable.
And this is all because we're checking for breast cancer.
And the worst part is I've got the biggest tits in this room.
Can we sit?
Hey, look you.
Can we sit
nope,
there like
just, bigger.
Can we just sit there like just... Can you imagine that, like, saying that to, like, Casey? And that's how we checked Nick for breast cancer. Any questions?
I had to use my probe.
Well, then you'll have to explain prostate cancer to him.
It wasn't prostate cancer. It's when two males really love each other and want to express their love, Casey.
Nick and I were checking each other for prostate cancer. That was what's going on.
That's going to affect him when he gets older.
I would never say that to a child.
Yeah, because he's going to want to fuck a kid in the bathroom. I'm checking for prostate cancer.
Yeah, sir.
That's
oh,
not
that,
how you do it.
That hurts. Like, Daisy, stop. No. Your kid, sorry,
no,
Ryan.
You have to
your
use
child,
lube. Here.
Your child is going to jail.
No, you don't raw dog it. What are you doing?
Like,
and that's only for someone you love.
At least spit down there. Come on.
Oh, my God.
No, just stop this now. Oh, my God.
Here, let me let you watch this movie to show you how what you did wrong. American History X.
Oh. I was almost like Backdoor to China.
Nerd's words.
Yeah. Nigga's just like, let's get the fuck out of this movie.
Sorry, guys, I brought China into this.
It's all right. She brought it upon herself. Cool. Everything, you know, that came upon her.
Speaking of that,
that was terrible.
So speaking of, I didn't know she has a YouTube channel now. So
wait, China has a YouTube.
Yeah, so apparently, I under my YouTube things for videos you recommend, there's something about her like recommending her, and her thing is basically she goes on like a 12-minute tangent saying shame on like Stephanie McMahon and Triple H for, you know, shame on them for like they're ruining the WWE because, you know, they have all these, they want to claim that they're for, you know, against domestic assault, but they have all these other people on like Stone Cold and that for domestic assault. I'm like, and you're coming from a chick who takes it in the ass and porno things. Okay, China.
I don't.
It's her prerogative. She takes it in the ass. All right.
Yeah. Okay. John, are you talking about this video?
Yes.
So, hi, everybody. First of all, let me clear up a few
I
got to
stop that right there.
One.
I have to
everybody.
Get rid of that just because...
Are you signed
I
in?
I forgot that China sounds like a man.
Yeah. It's...
That's like, hi, everybody. It's China.
She does, like, nap. Like, I just... I can't, like, watch her now without thinking of her, like, just getting... railed
by Thor,
seriously, like or by getting real. Did you hear about her new porno? That apparently she's a porno where
I am glad that I've never seen that.
You talking
one.
About Queen of the Ring?
Yes, thank you. No, I basically it's her getting
a lot of excitement about
her. Yes. Basically, the synopsis is her getting railed by like a Vince McMahon and a Triple H. Like,
yeah,
I can't. I can't take her seriously when I'm like, you just got railed by like Thor and Vince McMahon. Like,
there's something they call the Royal Rumble. All right, it's spelled I think differently than, you know, but it's basically her getting a bukkake in a wrestling ring.
This is what. And she criticizes Triple H's step. This is what you do now, like.
Yeah.
She,
if you take it in the ass on camera, you can't really say that people are doing things wrong. Just saying.
Oh, China.
I mean, you can make a lot of money, and yeah, it's a profession, but is there really that big of a market for China porn?
Apparently, if she's doing it.
It's like, huh.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know. Sports.
Yeah, okay, so GTA 5, guys.
She just went off on a freaking about China. I don't
so,
Oh, my God.
You guys heard about GTA 5 for the Xbox, the PS4, or the Xbox One, the PS4, and PC?
No.
First-person mode.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Or as like I like to call it, GoPro in LA.
That's about as useless as like the third-person mode in Skyrim. I'm like, I never use the third-person mode. I always use the first-person mode.
Ted never uses the third-person.
You do?
In Skyrim.
So glad nobody picked up on that joke.
I definitely
somebody
picked it up. I picked it up and it was lame.
All right.
But that's stupid for that game.
So, Christian Bale was signed on recently to play Steve Jobs because Ashton Kutcher. Yes, in the new China porn. No, actually, China's going to play Steve Jobs in that porn. But no, they were going to do a new biopic of Steve Jobs because apparently Ashton Kutcher didn't do a good enough job. Even though he looked more the part than Christian Bale.
Than Batman.
Yeah.
So, I got a new iPhone. This is going to these tablets, they're going to revolutionize everything.
He throws the tablets and he goes, all right, that's nice, Steve, but and he's just gone. Yeah. I'm like, what?
You have to finish your thought.
Gives it to Commissioner Gordon.
Welcome to OS X.
It's like, that's nice, Steve, but... Dude,
where'd he go?
The beginning of, you know, his career.
So, we have here the Pixar computer.
Your Batman voice is horrible.
I know.
It is. You're like trying, like, it's like the Hulk squeezing into his tights or something.
I'm Batman.
It's the effort that counts.
Yeah.
So Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Let's be honest. They didn't have that voice back then.
Let's be honest. We had George Clooney. Hi, I'm Bruce Wayne. Yeah, hi, I'm Batman.
But, like, at least... Yeah. Well,
Clooney was bad.
I'll give Clooney the benefit for that. I think he
for
read,
nipples?
Yeah, I think he read the script and he didn't even try anymore. He's like, yeah. Fuck it, I'm just...
Wait. I have something that's called the Bat Card. Yeah. That's a credit card. All right, this fucking thing's going on.
Yeah, like, he basically phoned this shit in.
Clooney was got
home. You know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
I'm in this movie.
Yeah,
you guys know I was in ER, right? I was Dr. McDreamy before there was a fucking Dr. McDreamy. You realize that, right?
That pretty much summed up like that. I bet you he did that when he was on set. The sad part is it didn't ruin him or Arnold Schwarzenegger or Uma Thurman. What's it? Chris O'Donnell took a little bit of a while too, but like
I'm sitting there, you know, he's sitting there just like, wait. I'm sitting here with Scent of a Woman right over here. No, not Al Pacino, the other one. And we're in this. Okay,
I'm here with Kill Bill of Kill Bill the Terminator, and the dude's about to do CSI like.
NCIS.
NCIS.
Okay. He's like, okay.
Vivica A. Fox. I can't believe she was in that movie.
You know what was really bad? The one before with Val Kilmer?
Wasn't Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore, yeah.
That's right.
I don't remember who the other one. There was somebody else. But she was one of Two-Face's henchmen. There was Sugar and Spice.
The only one, they got right was Jim Carrey. I feel like he fit that
role. No, he didn't, though. He was like, I'm the Riddler! No, you're the Joker. No, you're not the Riddler, dude.
No,
you're the Joker.
Hey, he did his base Ace Ventura impersonation for
he brought his character. That's why I think he made that movie for me.
Not Fat Man. I mean, Batman. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer shouldn't have done Batman, like, I should not do Batman, all right? That's all I'm saying.
We all know, we agree, Val Kilmer should not be
Batman. My last thing with, though, George Clooney, with me...
Neither should George Clooney.
It just feels like with George Clooney, didn't it feel like You know, there's like the high school play, and there's always the kid who realizes this is a shitty play, so he's trying to.
Mic on.
There we go. You know the guy, the high schooler in the play, who realizes it's
a seizure.
Yeah, it's kind of like a crappy play, so he's trying to act too cool, like whatever. I'm not even trying. That's why I feel like it was with George Clooney. Like, this movie's kind of better. I'm better than this movie, but whatever. I'll.
Do you think like when
that's
they
how
announced...
he acts in all his movies though?
Do you think? Well, yeah, kind of actually.
Man, you don't like George Clooney, huh?
She does.
Not that I don't
in
like
the shower
him.
When she closes her eyes.
No, not even.
Yeah,
not even close.
George Clooney with a little three knuckle shuffle.
You know.
Flick the bean a little bit.
She thought about it at least.
Well, what's the matter? You don't want to get railed by your grandfather? I mean, like.
No.
You know what's really sad? His wife is younger than she is.
Yep.
Dude, seriously?
She's like 21. Yeah, I think she just like turned 21 or something. Yeah. Seriously.
Whatever, all the
and
all
she's
the
like an attaché, like, to England or something like that.
She's what?
She's foreign and she's, like, got this high position, this high diplomatic position.
I'm hating seriously. Right now.
So, well, it was the same thing. Wasn't, like, fucking Han Solo was dating Ally McBeal when he
was,
that's like...
true. Back when she was trying to marry the gay guy's son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, it's Calista Flockhart was in Birdcage.
Huh.
Yeah. Everyone remembers Ally McBeal, but no one remembers the fucking Birdcage. Yeah.
So.
Or as I like to call it, the elections of 2012 before they happened. Just saying. Romney was basically Gene Hackman's character in the Birdcage.
That's what Robin Williams, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I know the Birdcage.
Robin Williams, Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman, Diane Weiss, or however you pronounce her name. That guy that was on Judging Amy. That's all I know him from. Hank Azaria, who played Agador Spartacus.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, Hank Azaria made that movie, though. That was. Okay, so moving on. So, yeah, as I was saying, Christian Bale, because we got completely off fucking topic.
Yeah, we did.
He got off of the biopic, and apparently they're going to Michael Fassbender, the guy with the second largest cock in Hollywood.
And a nice ass.
Apparently, and a nice ass. Robotic ass, just saying. He's a robot. He's a replicant. He's only living for another 4 years. He's a replicant.
Yeah, you might as well get on that DNOI. Yeah, going gets good.
All right. Yeah. Challenge accepted.
Did you just...
Yeah, she did.
I was trying to make another Blade Runner reference there, but I'm all tapped out.
Challenge
like come
accept.
In rain.
Challenge accepted.
Sorry.
You're supposed to burst out through the door and go make this happen. What are you doing?
He's in negotiations now to play Steve Jobs. And my question is, who the hell else... I mean, is there really? They're just like, let's go with Christian Bale. Let's go with Michael Fassbender.
Do they have to read
it? Do we have to have a Steve Jobs biopic?
Again?
Do we have to see a guy die of cancer again?
Yeah.
That's like us doing
this
another.
This shouldn't happen at all.
It's like us
didn't
doing.
Didn't we see this? Wasn't it called A Walk to Remember with a guy dying of cancer?
It's like.
Played by Mandy Moore?
It's like if them doing like another whatchamacallit.
I love that movie. I'm offended.
Yeah, seriously. There's only so much Steve Jobs. It's like us doing another Social Network movie. It's like, no, I don't want to see another, you know, Mark Zuckerberg movie, except the music's not as good.
Yeah.
It's a waste.
Didn't they win the Academy Award for the music?
Yeah. Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor now got an Academy Award for that.
Wow. Academy's just going downhill. First it was Eminem, then it was Trent Reznor. Next, CeeLo.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right, so you guys... know about Attack on Titan?
Yes.
Yeah, Attack on Titan is getting a crossover with Marvel Comics.
I think that's really cool that they're actually doing something like that.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, I don't know anything about it, but apparently things got spoiled for me, so I will spoil it for everybody else. Is anyone planning on watching Attack on Titan that hasn't watched it?
Do you plan on it?
I do plan on it.
You already watched it, right?
Yes.
So, apparently, in Attack on Titan...
It's too many questions for me.
You find out that the Titans are basically people that turn into Titans. The picture that went out was of Aaron Yeager as a Titan chasing Spider-Man through New York. Aaron Yeager being the main character. So, I will put that picture on, but I don't have it with me right now.
Which makes even less sense, but let's go on.
So, Daniel Radcliffe has been confirmed to be in Now You See Me 2.
I haven't even seen the first one.
Now You See Me is actually pretty good, and everything is explained except for, like, the last...
I want to see his new movie. What is it called?
I thought they did explain the last trick.
Yeah.
No, they don't actually explain the last trick.
I have to watch it again. I thought they did.
All like, right. The last big... Their trick.
Their last trick. Okay.
The last trick with the cards and everything, that gets explained.
Yeah.
So is Now You See Me basically a movie nobody saw, but it was actually sneaky good?
It was actually really good.
It was pretty good. I didn't mind it.
Awesome. All right. It was awesome to see Tallahassee, young Lex Luthor, and the Hulk in one movie with not James Franco.
I just think they misplaced him as that character. He didn't look like he fit that character.
What?
Hulk or whatever you want to call
him. Oh, Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo, yeah. He didn't seem like he fit that character. I don't know why.
Why?
No, I mean, mostly because
it was
for what it was supposed to be, he was kind of too young.
What they were trying to portray was,
yeah, basically this whole thing is about a guy that dies in the 1940s, and we're expected to believe that Mark Ruffalo, who's only about 10 years older than me, was supposed to be born in, like, the 1950s.
Yeah.
And be my dad's age.
And he doesn't look that part at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
That's, like, the only misplacement I saw.
But, I mean, his acting is awesome.
But the acting was good. So.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, his acting is awesome. So.
His acting is awesome. Kind of like it's a minor thing. It's a minor thing. It's just his face, and they could have done some makeup on him. Is what we're saying.
Or do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know you'll have somebody's like, bullshit, there's no way this guy's 40 or something like that.
So, there's, Majora's Mask. Guys, let's talk about that a little bit. Re-released. For 3DS. So, get your copies when they come out. I'm not sure any other details. And also, because our sponsor would kill me if I didn't announce this, Kingdom Hearts 2.5 Remix finally gets a release date of December 2nd. Which means Kingdom Hearts 3 won't be for another 4 fucking years. Which, I'm waiting for Kingdom Hearts. I know everyone's, like, looking at me like, no one cares about
Jamie's
Kingdom Hearts.
Disappointed with that.
I know people do like that game, but, like, I'm looking for new games to come out, not remakes or redos or whatever.
I'm waiting for 3 to come out.
I want new games.
Well, you could talk about that with Jamie tomorrow. She's a huge Kingdom Hearts fan, and she's not pleased with it. It's like, no! I'm like, it's okay. You'll live.
My favorite thing is I will sit there, and I will be like, oh, you know, the Xbox One is going to have some of my favorite games because everything's going multi-platinum. Multi-platform. Sorry.
But they didn't know it made its own records. Okay.
Multi-platform. And I'll have, like, friends that are just like, Kingdom Hearts on the PS4. Just like, you don't need a PS4. It's going to come out for the Xbox One. Shut up! I want a PS4. Just like, seriously, it's multi-platform. It's coming out for everything.
Unless they don't know what multi-platform means.
No, they do.
Bunch of idiots.
They just want the PS4. Okay. It's that Sony fanisms.
Isn't it just like...
Xbox is better.
Not really.
Shut up.
They're about the same.
Shut your mouth.
They are about the same.
You're talking out of your ass right now. It's like a little different.
I'm joking with you.
Basically, haven't we just got to the point where, like, there aren't going to be any exclusives anymore. It's just going to be one thing.
Yeah,
like,
here's the thing. We're going to come to this point where people are just going to be like, Asus laptop? HP, motherfuckers!
What?
Running the same operating system, only 1% faster. What?
Excuse me.
What? Look at this dual-core processor. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what dual core means.
Yeah,
but it has it.
It has it.
I don't get that. It's like, Xbox is better. Why? Because it runs 2 second frame rate faster than PS4. But they're
Once you start getting into those conversations, you've lost the reason of why you're playing games in the first place.
Here's the other thing.
And what was the point of your argument again? Like,
so, So, yeah, everyone was like, oh, my God, the frame rate on the Xbox One is so horrible. So I threw in Titanfall the other day, which was going at 48 frames per second. They did an update on Titanfall. It's now running at 60 frames per second. And Ryan and I were just like, this is pretty. The game is the same, but this is pretty. It's like...
You lose all objectivity of games.
Yeah, once you start comparing graphic and, like, engine power, it's like, all right.
My favorite.
Like, now you're just grasping for straws.
Yeah, if I have to worry about all that stuff, then I can't enjoy the game.
Did you guys see the IGN thing? It was just like, Xbox One, PC, PlayStation 4, all running Advanced Warfare. And I'm just sitting there going, all right, the PC looks better. Did the Xbox just turn
really
itself on?
It really just did.
Yeah. Just like it happened in those commercials.
Look at the Xbox. Xbox, like, what, you talking shit about me, guys?
I'm pissed off now.
You can't see Nick. I'm just like, oh, shit.
What just happened?
Yeah, the TV turned on.
It turned your TV on as well.
Oh, so what you're saying is, like, you can't really tell a difference between PS4 and Xbox?
No, not unless you're sitting there with a fucking magnifying glass going, this has three less pixels. This line over here. They're breaking it apart,
taking it, like, looking at all the electronics inside of it or something. That it's too much.
Yeah.
None's worse than the PC fan. PC's better. I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Okay, cool.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah, seriously.
Cool. Like, go away. I can make mods. I know.
We're not that far away from mods on the Xbox or on the PS4, to be honest.
I can build a computer that has better graphics. All right, that's cool. My thing on my Xbox or PS4 still looks fine.
It's fine for me.
Yeah.
I can use Twitch and make my own Minecraft movies. That's all I'm saying, guys.
I can Twitch while playing.
Yeah, so can I.
I can watch porn on mine. Xbox porn. Balls in your court.
No, I do have to say the PlayStation 3 has the better browser for porn, but...
I don't know.
Just saying. Well, unless you count the Wii U. The Wii U, you can put up a porn thing, watch it on the TV while you're browsing other porn. Mm-hmm. I've tried this.
This one looks good. Put that on there.
Really, Nintendo allowed to do something? I'm surprised they...
Some porn. It's only some...
I'm surprised.
And what's the point? Only some porn?
Well, no, like all of Pornhub works.
I'm impressed to have a Nintendo product could do that. I could see like a Sony or a Microsoft product, but Nintendo, I'm surprised.
Did you see the whole thing, the 3DS thing? Pornhub went through and they said how many systems people use to watch porn. So about same for PlayStation and Xbox. PC, of course, took a bigger chunk of everything.
Of course.
The Wii took a little chunk. But the 3DS still had something like 7% of this pie chart. And I was like, who the fuck is sitting there looking at pictures on their 3DS? I mean, if we're going to do that, just go back to Playboys, guys. Just go back to Playboys if you're going to do that.
Sitting in their bed, just...
I wonder if the 3D function works on.
Yeah, that's what I'm just like... Yeah, and I have Kylie turn over. What are you doing? Nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I'm surprised. Like, number one, I'm surprised you can actually look up porn on a 3DS, but...
Kudos.
You can pretty much look up porn on anything nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
Especially the iPads.
I had a sketch the other day in the middle of Walmart, and there were boobs. There were square boobs, but there were boobs.
It allowed you to download the Pornhub.
It was really weird because it drew them all by itself. Your sketch is awesome now. It's better than the Woolly Pussy. It's like the Woolly Willy game that we used to have as kids, but you know, you just put hair around the pussy.
So, I bet you're happy with Zelda.
Yes and no.
Do I just feel like a piano?
No, that's...
I have a piano.
It's the Springs.
Okay.
Because I'm not as big of a Zelda fan. Okay. I like Zelda, but I'm not as big of a fan because I know you are and Mike and
Ryan, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't like I beat Majora's Mask.
The only game I got was like the
not
gold
that
cartridge.
Big of a fan. Yeah,
that was the only one I ever had ever.
What, the one behind you?
This one.
Yeah.
Yep. Only one I ever had.
For the original NES.
Yes.
You were deprived as a child. Hmm. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That was also probably the hardest fucking Legend of Zelda.
Probably.
No,
I was
two.
Told that. I didn't. Huh? I had no idea.
Two?
I thought two was.
No, you want to know why two wasn't? Because two, you could just sit there and grind on that one side-scrolling stage and get yourself up to the highest levels for everything. One, you had to at least, you could probably get away with doing only six of the eight dungeons. But you had to do at least six of the eight dungeons.
To be honest with you, I actually think I only got it because it was a gold cartridge. I didn't even know what Zelda was at the time.
So, yeah. Well, let's see. That was, Zelda came out. You're a year old.
What? What's that all you youngins play?
Honestly, I haven't been playing video games lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Leave.
Oh, you're deprived.
I had a game system since I was one, too. Hmm. Well, only because of my sister, because she was older, of course. But.
Poor Deanna.
The new Assassin's Creed looks good.
It does. Unity? I do plan on getting that.
I heard rumors that there's going to be an Assassin's Creed in Japan.
Oh, feudal Japan?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
I remember it was called Destiny Warriors. No, I'm joking. It was called Tenchu. Am I lying? Come on.
Yeah.
There should be an Assassin's Creed based in 1920s New York. So it was like...
Yes.
The Templars like...
Oh, God, no. You are...
Well, 1950s New York, I think.
Oh, that.
No, it's all you
Puerto Ricans are freaking chickens.
Here come the Templars.
Here come
oh, my God.
Here I'm like, what the hell am I playing? They're not even assassinated, just doing the dancing thing. I'm like...
I don't know if they can go.
When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, am I playing West Side Story, the video game? Like,
they have to.
You get up to a rooftop, you hear America. You're just like, there's a party going down there. I've got to kill Bernardo. You have to assassinate Bernardo. Wait.
And you fall in love with Bernardo's sister. That's the whole plot. They're looking into the animus. They're like, what the fuck did I just watch? The memories.
What are you watching? It's not
so
porn.
So this is what happened in New York in the 1950s?
This isn't porn.
You're sitting there, they're like, a cop comes by. What's your name, officer? Officer Krupke. Wait.
It would be hard for them to like design even like a character for that. That would be terrible.
What's your name in this movie? I mean, in this game? You're Tony. Okay.
You
fall in love with a girl named Maria. Wait, what?
You can't even put on a hood. You just put on this like top hat that has like this little eagle cut out in front of it. It's like no, it doesn't work.
It's like greased hair inside of
it's
it.
It's like he got this little comb. I'm like, this is bad.
No, he uses his assassin thing as a comb.
Comb? I'm like, dude, that's not what that's
it's
for.
Just a switch comb, like a switchblade comb.
He just goes like this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just ruined Assassin's Creed.
You
did. That's what I was saying.
All within a matter of moments.
Sad part
you,
is
wait, you kill. You finally kill Bernardo, right? You die.
Just
credits.
Like
they hear.
Yep.
Sad part is we're probably giving Ubisoft ideas right now.
I know.
Wait.
Write this down, guys.
Can I get another idea?
Erase this from your memory.
Greece is the word. It's the word that we heard. It's group. It's got me.
I actually had to fucking rebuy that game because my cousin lost it.
I'm sorry.
Bastard.
That's disappointing.
It is. He will never be able to buy a game from me ever again.
The sad part is that game's probably, that game that we talked about, like the West Side Story version of Assassin's
version
Creed,
of
is probably still funner than Assassin's Creed 3, am I right?
Yes, it probably is. 3 was god-awful. Worst one of all.
It's Assassin's Creed, the rhythm game.
I would rather play the first one than the third one.
You have to have a dance pad.
Do you know how long the first one is?
I don't even remember playing the first one.
Exactly, and I'd rather play that
ideas.
One. Third one was god awful.
If that ever happened, I'm going to sue Ubisoft. Copyright infringement, we definitely had to talk about this.
Done. Well,
we actually start have to trademarking a lot of things.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Ubisoft.
We better get on that soon.
Well, Ubisoft's used to ripping off a lot of things. They practically ripped off the story from Assassin's Creed, according to some dude.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, some dude who wrote some like really cheesy, low-budget sci-fi novel. It's corny sci-fi novel. Supposedly, he said they got the animus, the idea of the animus and stuff from his sci-fi novels, because he wrote that like 8 years before it came out.
He's talking about the animus, but not the story, though, right?
No, not the story, but like the animus, like in some of the ideas that they got, like he said they basically ripped off from his book.
Hasn't that been done before?
Like you can rip, like the you could go through your ancestors' memories and stuff, through the anime, and like he basically said they ripped that off, and they ripped off a bunch of other
Days of Future Past.
Yeah, and they ripped it off, so he's like, yeah, supposedly.
It's basically like a time machine, so, I mean, it's been done before.
Did they also rip off having Anna from Frozen be the doctor's assistant in the first one?
It's Anna.
Anna, whatever.
If you want to get technical, Ted.
Did they rip off having Veronica Mars as the assistant?
No? Did they also rip off Adam Sandler? Mm. And what's-his-face Desmond?
What?
You know Desmond from the Assassin's Creed series? If you look at him as the games go on, he starts to uncannily look like Adam Sandler as the games go on.
He actually changes to, like, fit whatever.
Yeah, it does.
He changed to every, like, character, like, that fits. Like, first he actually looks a little Italian when it was at CO, and then he, during, like, when he went to that Middle Eastern place, wherever it was in that setting, he started to look a little Middle Eastern. I'm like,
sorry.
That makes no sense, but okay. Why does his face keep changing like this? It's like,
you know, would you like some pie? It doesn't have poison in it.
I don't want to go in the Animus.
That was awesome. Yeah,
that was actually pretty good.
Good Adam Sandler thing.
But yeah, I don't know.
And his Adam Sandler voice. That'd be so funny.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That just reminds me of a segment. I want to do a segment of, like, Kermit the Frog singing songs that he shouldn't be singing.
You and Kermit the Frog have to let this
go. Give us an example. Well, I want to hear this.
Oh, God.
What song should Kermit the Frog not sing?
Remix to Ignition.
This is your idea. I don't know.
Sweat, baby, sex is driving you and me do the kind of stuff I've only pissed with singing about, so put your hands down my pants and I bet you'll feel nuts. Yes, I'm Siskel, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting two thumbs up, but you've got enough of two-hand touch, you want it rough amount of bounce. I want you smothered, want you covered like my Waffle House up top. Yeah. It's really hard to do
Yeah,
that really
sounds like a tongue twister a little bit when you're going on like that.
That was pretty good, though. Yeah.
It was good. I like that.
Kudos.
I just want Adam Sandler should do the, what do you call it, the chorus.
Oh boy! No, Adam.
Adam, no.
Be glad if he never makes a movie again.
I don't know.
Anything else interesting going on in the gaming world?
Not really. Not that I know of. There are things that, like, people talked about that I looked into, and I'm just like, that really isn't good stuff to talk about. It's all hype, and nothing's real about it.
No.
It's like, look, you can see Vision's back in the new Marvel Avengers trailer or whatever. It's just like, okay. I don't really need to see Paul Bettany's ass.
The only thing that would have been interesting if they came out with an Attack on Titan video game.
Attack on Titan Season 2 is in the works right now.
That is in the works, yes. I actually was going to try to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that wasn't video game related, so.
Pokemon. It's coming out November 18th.
Yeah.
Jamie, I'm just saying, late birthday gift. If I don't see Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, I'm not saying bad things are going to happen, but I'm just saying somebody might cut your brake cable on your car one of these days. I'm just
wow.
Just
that's
saying,
a little extreme.
Just
for
saying.
Pokemon game.
It looked like it was done by a bee drill.
I'm just saying. Deanna in a fit of rage because you told her to break up with Dean might have cut up the break in a fit of rage.
Do not bring my relationship into
might
this.
Might cut it in. I got a good alibi, though. See? There we go. It wasn't me. It might.
Okay.
wasn't me, guys. Did she
before
die
Deanna mysteriously leaves and John goes down my hill into the rain. <green.
laughs> Oh, my girlfriend? Did she die, though? Oh, no, she didn't. Fucking Deanna. Like, what? Oh, I knew she didn't.
Wrong brake cables.
Sorry I failed you, John.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Tron did it.
There's no Mitch, so there's no use playing the fucking song because Mitch isn't here.
No.
All right. Sure. But playing favorites, guys. Your favorite BFM movie. If you need to ask what BFM stands for. Come on. No one knows what BFM stands for.
I'll bite. What's BFM?
Bill fucking Murray!
Really?
Come on. Yes.
I was supposed to know that?
Yes, you are.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Shame on
you. Shame on you. Shame.
Shame.
Shame, shame.
All that shade. That's a new thing I do now.
That's really good, actually. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, there was this one time where somebody got on somebody pretty bad, and I'm like sitting there like, oh, damn. They're like, what's wrong with you? It's just all that shade.
We should bring back the Run the Neck.
Run that neck!
Oh my god.
No, I almost fought somebody because of that stuff. Like,
Bar Mitch, you just get turned on by like,
I actually did. They used to do that in my high school.
Of course.
So I actually put butter on my neck during lunch one day. Run that! Oh, what the fuck?
What the fuck is that? Don't ever do it again, no.
I got happy in the bathroom. What?
That's not a bad idea. No, that was creative.
It was a bad idea because I went outside afterwards and it was, you know, towards the end of school, so it was hot out and got a bad sunburn. But
Yeah,
I doesn't... smell bacon.
You literally cooked yourself, Ted.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you smell like bacon. That's pretty bad.
You know, I was raised to be a cop, but.
Scrooge?
All right, so Scrooged, really?
Really?
I thought it was a funny movie. Scrooged or Ghostbusters? I don't know. One of the I didn't want, but I was thinking about going to an outside the box Bill Murray.
Okay.
Or can I do honor? Well, not honor.
Scrooge.
Yeah. Can
yeah,
I?
Scrooge.
Yes.
Groundhog how about Day.
What happened?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog
Day. Groundhog Day.
Or can I make an exception? Because technically, it wasn't this movie Caddyshack?
Oh,
Space
Caddyshack.
Jam.
Yeah. I was.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Space Jam.
I totally forgot about that.
There's not a lot of white guys in the NBA. Larry's white. Larry's not white. He's clear.
How did Dan Aykroyd get
in this picture? I was like, what? That? It's funny. Even as a kid, I knew that wasn't Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Poor Bill Murray. Yeah, I'll say Caddyshack.
I forgot what his name was in Caddyshack, but it was like...
He was in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, he was in Ghostbusters.
My uncle said he lost all respect for Bill Murray when he saw Caddyshack. I'm like, why? He was fucking awesome in that movie.
Oh my god, Bill Murray has some of the best one-liners in movies.
Mm.
But no, I
go
with Caddyshack or
I can't remember. Was he in the Grand Budapest Hotel? Did he have a part in that?
I think so.
Or Moonrise Kingdom.
I have to watch that again.
I think both.
I have possible. To watch that again.
Grand,
I think he did.
The Grand Budapest Hotel is really
yeah.
good.
Yeah. That was the guy.
Or
you think.
I saw it like once.
He's like.
Wait.
She was murdered, and you think I did it.
Guys, what
and
about.
He
just,
and he hauled ass. I was like, who does that?
What about Zombieland, guys?
Bill Murray played himself.
Oh, fuck yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's
Let
right.
me give you guys a little West Coast hospitality. Fucking giant nug of weed.
I'm like, yep.
With Don't Fear the Reaper in the background, which is the best thing you can play during the zombie apocalypse.
I have to watch that movie again.
Seasons Don't Fear the Reaper.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
My bad.
Still have no idea what the fuck that song's about, but
I'm like just like kicking my foot.
I think it's about some guy who's trying to get his girlfriend to commit suicide with him. I
really?
Do. Yeah.
Look it up.
Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper, baby, take my hand. Yeah.
Suicide Pact?
Yeah. Are we all looking this up?
I don't know.
Why not?
Good old
so, I'll let you guys get to that.
You guys get to... Keep it going. I've got to find the black cards. Didn't we have a black card that we were supposed to do this week that we...
No. So today on the Doctor Who lunchbox box hour.
No, Oliver,
no,
it's okay.
We didn't pick a black card for next week.
Man, now I'm thinking about Bill Murray does got a lot of movies. Holy crap.
Yes, he does.
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
We should have just did like a nondescript actor, like, I don't know. What's your favorite Woody Harrelson movie?
Defender.
It's
Defendor.
It's about early death, like inevitability of dying and eternal love, basically.
Oh, it's
not about suicide.
So it's A Walk to Remember before A Walk to Remember. Got it.
Shut up, no.
I'm just going to ruin that movie for you for the rest of your life.
What just happened?
I know.
He tried to pet my pussy. And... Hey, leave our lawyer alone. That's Oliver Katman, attorney at law.
That poor cat. Like, you picked me. It's like, God, no.
Oliver Katman, attorney at law.
Here's our card.
So our black card for this week. During high school, I never really fit in until I found Blank Club. So, think about that one for next week, guys.
Until I found the $20 for 1 month with Club. I tried to promote
that. You were
I was thinking of the
today,
wording.
John.
I know.
I was thinking of the wording you were going to use to promote that.
Come on, Masturbation Club. It's the winner right there.
We're trying to save this for next week.
I know.
The Mr. Marshmallow Jones Club.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
This is just like Nick's playing favorites, you know? I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Wolverine. Fucking shit.
Can we? Oh, my God.
I'm surprised that didn't happen this week.
It hasn't. I am shocked that that hasn't happened in a while.
That hasn't happened in a while. Tana, you're kind of new to this. So every week, we have a playing favorites thing. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, Nick will be like, I'll go next. I'm thinking. And I'll be like, favorite superhero. And someone will be like, Wolverine. Nick will be like, fuck, mother. Yeah. He's like, that's the one I was going to pick. Okay.
Like, basically,
I'll pick another one. Deadpool. Right. What the fuck?
Like, it keeps going down the line, and it's like, oh, now it's my turn. I don't have one anymore. Then I'll just be like, oh, Magneto's good enough.
The best one is just like, be like something really obscure. Savage Dragon. What the fuck? I'm just like, okay.
Mm.
Favorite wrestler?
I know a lot of things.
I know. You could come up with the obscure wrestler. Meat. Oh, God damn it. I'm like, what? You liked meat? I thought I was the only one.
Like, no. I never liked meat.
Oh, I'm going to definitely override Mitch on this one. I have a playing favorites for next week, so you guys could think about it.
Okay.
Sorry, Mitch. I'm overriding birthday stamp approval. What's your favorite Mr. Marshmallow Jones moment? Or what's your favorite Mr. Marshmallow Jones story?
I'm sure we're going to have one tomorrow.
Gives you guys something to think about for the week.
Something
think
to write down.
I already have this.
this
is already thought of. All right. I'm done. I got
We will see you guys
next
week.
None of you could take it because you weren't there. So
I'm not sure what the panel is going to look like next week because it keeps on changing.
And panel for panel.
Yeah.
Panel.
Ryan might be here next week.
Yeah. Oh.
So...
1 week from today, me and Nick are rebooting our sports cast.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Yay.
Yes, be ready.
For the dick.
Yep.
That was awful.